right? You might just say, forget it. Let me go back to work the regular 9-to-5 job. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, I know entrepreneurship is glorified as this cool thing, but don't let nobody make y'all feel bad if you have to go get a 9-to-5 and work on your dream. That doesn't make your dream any less real because you got to work another job, because if anything, that job is going to help you support the dream, right? Even at y'all young age, you might say, you know what? I want to be a cook or I want to be a YouTuber, but I might got a couple yards, cut a couple yards in order to make some extra money to support my dream. And that's okay. I might got to babysit a little bit so I can make some extra money. And that's okay. Don't let nobody make y'all feel bad for that, all right?
Where there's a will, there's a way.
Quite literally, Will Tidwell, a younger gentleman.
I wish I didn't have this big heart. People just do nothing but hurt. Anybody can dream the dream. Anybody can have a goal, but see.
You're going to be a neighborhood hero. You just keep shining, young king.
As long as I have, you can't really have a good conversation if you got other stuff on your mind. Like right now, you might be hungry. You smashed some cookies. I'm hungry. I'm sleepy. I really don't want to be here. I got a lot to do today. It's Saturday. Like, it's a lot of stuff on your mind that y'all really thinking about other than just being here. And so I want to do is just spend 5 or 10 minutes just letting y'all get it all out. Whatever it is. Somebody pissed you off? You had a conversation with somebody that you didn't like? Something happened this morning? Something happened last night? It can be good or bad, negative, sad, mental health-wise, anything. It don't matter what it is. If you don't got nothing to say, then it's okay, too. You ain't got to force it. I done seen people do to-do lists of what they got to do for the rest of the day. I done seen everything. But I didn't want to spend that time doing that, man, so we just get it all out. But I'm going to do it with y'all on my phone. So just spend a few minutes doing that, man. And if y'all didn't know, man, like, set on the door, man. My name is Will Z. Tillers. Y'all just call me Z. I'm from Little Rock, man. Born and raised from the city. I have a media marketing company, so I work with like different brands on social media, websites, content creation, that type of thing. But before that, I used to be in this type of space working with the youth, nonprofit, things like that. And we helped 100,000 people with our own different programs and initiatives. So the less fortunate, the youth, the homeless, we didn't get it all, helping those people, y'all. And on my own personal platforms, man, I got like a 250,000 followers on social media. So I'm on podcasts, I'm a content creator, and that's really my career. That's what I do. Every single day, man, I get paid to just be able to be on camera and do what I love, and then help other people on camera. And so, man, based on everything that I'm telling y'all that I do, I want y'all to also keep that in mind, because at the end, some of y'all might be content creators, some of y'all might be business owners, some of y'all might want to make money from YouTube, or whatever the case may be that y'all want to do, and I want y'all to be able to ask those questions of how I can help y'all be better at it. You know what I mean? Whatever that is. But what we're going to talk about today is just putting y'all plan in place for y'all life. Hey, what's up? What's up? How you doing? Well, you just pull up.
I can't see.
Well, everybody calls me Z, so y'all can feel free to call me that. I'm originally from Little Rock, Arkansas, y'all. And I own a media. Are you good? No problem. Websites, content creation, all that type of stuff. But then I also produce my own in-house show. So I have a podcast. I have like 250,000 followers across social media, y'all. And I've been doing this type of work for about 10 years or so. And what I really wanted to talk about today, y'all, is that it's some things that y'all enjoy doing, that y'all love, adults and the youth. Come on in, bro. What's up, my guy? Y'all right?
Yes, sir.
All right, man, just find your seat wherever you want to. And I know some things that y'all love to do as the youth and also the adults in the room. And adults, I know y'all in y'all career, but it's also some other things that you guys aspire to do that y'all might already be working on, that y'all might be doing, what you're thinking about doing. And before we start talking about that, though, I want to do something I like to call, what I call is a brain dump. And so I just want to spend for like 5 minutes, because I feel like y'all just came from other sessions. Y'all been talking to everybody. It's some stuff that's on y'all mind that's not related to what we're going to be talking about. And so I want to spend like this first 5 minutes just letting y'all kind of clear y'all mind out of whatever it is y'all thinking about right now. Maybe I got a to-do list, some stuff y'all need to do when y'all leave here. Maybe you got some stuff in your mind that somebody may have peed you off this morning. Right? Maybe you just overwhelmed right now. Right? Maybe you ain't got nothing to think about, and that's okay. But for just the first 5 minutes, if everybody could, let's just do a quick brain dump of just whatever you're thinking about right now at this particular time. Maybe you're thinking, I'm hungry, I'm ready to eat lunch. Right? Like you said, maybe you got to have a discussion with somebody today. Maybe you got a lot of stuff you need to do when you leave here. Maybe you're tired. Whatever that is. You can grab a chair and write on. You can write whatever you can. We were writing on chairs earlier. We don't have a desk in here. So y'all can grab a chair and write on that, or you can just write on your lap. Just 5 minutes, man. And if y'all were cool, we're going to share some of the things we write about. What if anything? You don't have to be form. You don't have to be full sentences, anything like that. To business, to podcasting, to content creation. If you guys are interested in any of those things, man, please write your questions down or have your questions in the back of your mind. So when we get done towards the end, I'll save like 10 minutes for y'all just to ask questions about whatever it is y'all got going. Somebody here might be a YouTuber. Somebody might be a content creator. Somebody might have a business. Somebody might be thinking about what they want to do after school. Whatever that is. Like, I want to help and talk to y'all about it. So if y'all have questions, man, just have them in the back of your mind for later on.
I'm becoming a teacher in Houston.
Okay.
In August, when school year starts.
That's what's up.
My lease ends down here in Dallas May 31st. Yeah. And I'm going to move back home to Austin.
Yeah.
Until
the transition.
Until August, yeah. So I'm like, how am I going to move my whole life down there?
In less than a month.
And then back, like, you know, to Houston again. And I'm stressed out about the move. Haven't thought about if I would get movers or not. I looked up like the pricing for the movers, I'm like,
no. It ain't even worth it.
I'm like, I'll do it myself. But when I moved out here last year, yeah. I was like, I'm hiring movers when I move out.
Yeah.
And now I'm just like, I don't know.
Like, never mind.
Yeah, so I haven't really decided on what I want to do. That's been like clouding my mind.
Yeah.
Completing my teaching certification that I need before like my hire date.
Mm-hmm.
Just my game plan for the next 2 months, like what am I gonna do when I'm just back at home? Like, I work virtually for my like actual job, so that's not a problem. But like, what am I gonna do? I'm gonna be back at home.
Yeah.
You know, kind of where I was in high school at. Like, what's gonna be my game plan? Like, when am I gonna get back active in my like chapter, like my sorority, like my alumni chapter? Like, what am I gonna do with that?
Yeah.
I'm inactive for classes on.
Yeah.
And then just like, what am I gonna do? Or what am I going to put in place as like a saving plan for like the next 2 months?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
We got to cut back in some areas.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of things that I've just been like kind of just in the back of my brain that's there, and it's like making me feel like I have so much to like figure out. But
We the new adults for real. Like, we the new adults, like, for real.
I graduated in like 2022, so like I'm kind of like.
What, high school?
College.
Oh, I was finna say. Okay. I got you. So. You see what I mean? Like, that was a perfect example what Mia just gave us. It's like, how could we have a conversation like we're about to, and you got all those things in the back of your mind? She's thinking about 20 different things that are very important. There's no way. She probably like, man, I gotta move. I don't know what he's saying up there right now. I could really care less. I gotta move all these boxes later on. You see what I'm saying? Like, that's a perfect example. Anybody else want to share? Thank you for sharing, Mia. I appreciate it. My God, go ahead.
I have to train for a Fortnite FCS tournament.
Really? When does that start?
Today.
That's what's up, man. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
That's what's up. I didn't catch your name. What's your name?
Jackson.
Say it again.
Jackson,
man. Nice to meet you, my guy.
I'm a pro Fortnite player.
That's like, what's up.
4 years now.
I didn't even know that was a thing. A pro Fortnite player. That's what's up. I mean, I knew it was like pro video game leagues, but I didn't know. I've never heard that title. That's what's up. Anything else on your paper? That was the only thing? Okay, cool. I saw somebody raise their hand.
Do you do zero belt or building?
Oh, here I go with the Fortnite talk. Zero belt belting. What does that mean? Oh my God. What does that mean? Okay. We ain't finna have no nerd out in here, y'all. We ain't finna do that right now. My God, did you wanna go? Okay.
Okay. So I gotta watch my dog.
Yeah.
And
you looking forward to that?
Yeah. I got a tourney coming up Fortnite.
Okay.
On the 27th on the Saturday.
Y'all in the same tournament? Hmm? Y'all in the same tournament? It's the same thing y'all talking
it's
about?
It's like the school.
Oh, okay. I got you.
And I'm trying to rekindle a friendship.
Really? You want to talk about that? You want to break that down a little bit? Not really? Too personal?
I got it.
Okay.
So I had a best friend. But I think, like, it was going good before we started talking in middle school. But then they feel like distant, so they start getting lost.
Yeah, as y'all got older.
Try to drop it. But
yeah,
it's still got love for you, but I want to see if you got the same for me.
That's good. That's good. I still got love for you. I just want to see if you still got the same for me. Whoever feel like that, man, like, I love this person so much. I do so much for this person. But I wonder if you would do the same for me. That's real. And I hate that people think that just because y'all teenagers and kids that y'all don't deal with stuff in y'all friendships and y'all relationships. Y'all go through stuff too, right? Y'all deal with just as much stuff as adults do, if not more. How do I know? Because I was one of the kids that dealt with a lot of stuff and no adult understood. They thought that, oh, since he's young, he doesn't deal with anything. Oh, you'll get over it. Invalidating how I feel over and over again. One more person share, because these are really, really good. Yes, sir, please.
I'd like to share. For me, what's on my mind right now is graduation.
Absolutely.
I've been middle school principal for 16 years. I've been in middle school.
Yes, sir.
This is my first high school.
Really?
And so for me, it's just stressing out about graduation, making sure everything's perfect for the kids.
Absolutely.
About my seniors are getting ready. And then yesterday, that event at Wilmer Hutchins, that just got me stressed.
Absolutely.
And worried. So for me, it's
trying to just make sure your baby's
good. Yeah, I'm just looking to June and making sure the kids have a great graduation. And
yeah.
Not only that, but just we're already sitting down and planning and just thinking, like, how do we make it even better for the kids next
100%. Year? 100%. So that's stressing you out.
In my head.
Yeah. Absolutely. Man, these are so good. Please, Mia.
You're a high school principal now?
Yes, ma'am.
How do you like it? I mean, you said stressful, but is it rewarding?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah.
Okay. I stayed in middle school for the longest because I thought it would be, I thought the high school kids would be too much when I'm
there. Yeah.
And the other kids are going to make me fight. They're going to do something. And the relationships are on a different level because in middle school, you tell the sixth grader, seventh grader, well, when you graduate, or what are you going to do when you go to, what do you want to do for work? You know, they, every day it's a different day.
Yeah, it changes.
I have some good conversations with my high school students and making real connections.
Yeah.
And were you a teacher first?
Yeah.
Okay, what advice do you have? Like, we're both, you know, looking to become teachers pretty soon. She's already, like, out there, some student and stuff. I haven't.
I think I joined this session to the trust. Your kids got to, you got to build relationships with your kids.
100%.
If you just show up and you're going through the motion and you're collecting the paycheck,
it'll never work.
No matter how smart you are, how much you know, you've got to build a relationship with your kids. They got to know they can come to you. You're the adult. You're going to teach them. But they're little mini adults. Just like you mentioned, you got to have love for the kids.
Yeah.
Even the kid that's the toughest, it's usually the kid that needs the most.
100%. 100%. That's so good. Yes, sir.
Hey, my graduation will be good, too.
You know what it is.
That's good, man. That's so good. You know, and to kind of piggyback off that question of what you said, too, about those are the ones that usually need the most love. I think being in this game as long as I have and speaking as much as I have to so many audiences, it's changed in 10 years. You used to be able to go in a room and I could just tell y'all some deep stuff. I believe in you. I'm proud of you. And that was good enough. But now y'all are different. These kids are different. These new kids are different. And if you don't go in there and being real and relatable, they going to fall asleep on you. I've literally seen a kid tell a speaker, you're boring. Because you're trying so hard. They trying so hard to be like another parent to them. That's not what they need right now. They need somebody that can relate to them. They can understand where they're coming from. So they will trust you enough and feel comfortable enough to talk to you. And that's what I've learned. And let me ask y'all a question. The adults and the kids. Or not y'all, not kids, but the young adults. Do y'all ever like feel like a time in y'all life just kind of lost? Like, trying to just figure out your life. Like, you know you're going to be a teacher, right? You're already a principal. But do you still have those days where you're like, what do I want to do? What else brings me happiness? Does anybody ever feel like that? Just raise your hand. Yeah. Why do y'all think that so many people sometimes in life feel lost? Why do they feel so... Absolutely.
You know, they think it's just like kind of impossible to start or, you know, accomplish everything that they have in their head, but it's not. They just need to start on one thing and, you know, get going. And I can relate to this question
10 times over
because I'm so lost right now.
Yeah.
And I have all these ideas and goals in my head.
Yeah.
And I have every tool to start, every tool to, like, be successful in those goals and everything in my head. I just, like, I'm in the way of my own
potential.
Yeah.
100%. I think we all get that way, though. You know what I mean? And I think, like you said something so key, a lot of us know what we want to do. right? A lot of us in here, we know we love to do video games. We know we love the youth. We know we love to be in teaching. But it's like, how do I put a plan together that brings me happiness? And so that's what we finna do today. Go ahead.
It's kind of like, you want to play video games, but it's like, which one?
Which one? Yeah. And then not only that, but can I play video games and actually make a living from it and get paid to do it? Is that impossible? No. It's a matter of, are we putting a plan together where it makes sense? So even if your parents are saying, well, this boy play video games all day, but if I say, Mom, listen, I'm making this type of money from it. This is what I want to do. This is what I hope it grows into. Don't you think she's going to respect you so much more? Yeah. If he goes to his parents and say, hey, Mom, I know I play a lot of video games, but it's actually something that I love. It brings me happiness, and it's doing this for my life. And does she argue with you about it? Mm-hmm. She do? Sometimes. You're supposed to say no, man.
Sometimes.
Yeah, but that's probably because you play it for hours, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You better.
Nah, absolutely. But you practicing your craft too, though. Mm-hmm. So for everybody in the room, on that piece of paper, you can flip it over. You can do whatever. You can make a line under your other things you wrote. I want us to put down the 3 to 5 things that we're truly interested in. Maybe outside of your already career for the adults, but for the youth, the kids in the room, the young adults in the room, what are those things you're interested in? So for you, video games is one, right? Mm-hmm. Maybe YouTube is another, right? Maybe it's fashion. Huh?
I'm on YouTube.
Perfect. So is there anything else though? Right? Anything else that you enjoy? Maybe sports, anything. Fashion, hair, cooking, sewing, kids, pets. What things that bring us joy and bring us happiness besides our career or besides the things that we already do? What are those 3 to 5 things? Take like 2 minutes. And you take your time. Because I truly think half of the battle for y'all is we know what we like to do, but it's asking ourselves, how can I make a living from this to be able to support myself? That's man, get ready to tap into the brilliance of Esquire Writing and Media. Man, your ultimate friend when it comes to unleashing the creativity within you and elevating both your personal and your business brand. Everything from crafting compelling stories, content creation, or even venturing into this world of podcasting and speaking in such a dynamic way, man, Esquire can take care of you. Whether you're a creative genius, building a brand, or just building your own platform, let Esquire Writing and Media be the driving force that sets you apart. Man, be sure to follow us at speakupz.com/Esquire, or you can learn more and shoot us a text at 469-851-7235. We love y'all, man. Now back to the episode. Peace. Looking in a circle, everybody put the main thing that sticks out their list. What's number one on your list? Whatever that is. Music for you, cooking for you. That's what y'all remember those spiders diagrams used to do? The circle that you had the legs coming from it? Let's do that. So cooking in the middle, or whatever yours is. How many different ways can we monetize that number one thing that we love? So obviously you can be a chef. Maybe you teach other people how to cook. Maybe you start a YouTube channel where you show that you just make different dishes. That's 3 ways you're making money right there. Off what you love to do, Lyric. Melvin, same thing. You could be in that same category with cooking. Video games. What other things can we do besides making money as the video game player? What else? We can stream Twitch, right? Can't you do that?
Yeah, I sometimes stream on Twitch.
Yeah.
It's very complex.
What else can we do? And then you don't have to tell me, you just write it. I won't put you on the spot. These young ladies, y'all haven't spoken to me yet. What did you guys write?
I wrote photography.
Dope. Perfect. What can we do with that?
Take pictures at a
man. Absolutely. Video work.
Graduation pictures.
Absolutely. My guy right here. I called him yesterday. I said, hey, I got to speak in the morning. Easiest money ever to do what he already is good at. Right? So just write from that, each one of them, let's write 3 to 5 things that we can make money doing with the number one thing we love, whatever that is. Boss lady, what's your name?
Ngozi.
Say it again.
Ngozi.
Yep. What was your number one thing?
I'm a therapist.
Really?
Yep.
How many ways can we take care of ourselves and be satisfied and fulfilled within the thing that you love?
Well, my full-time job.
Of course.
Director of the WOW program. So I make money. That's my main source of income.
Yes.
But I would love to, and then I have a private practice where I work with individuals.
Yes.
Training, books, content creation on therapy techniques.
So good.
Organization of interventions for other therapists.
So good.
Planning. Those are all things I'm trying to do.
But yes.
my main job and the private practice are the one, and training are the ones that I do most of the time.
Y'all see that, man? She took one thing and found seven ways to take care of herself from it. But the question is after that, all right, now we know how we want to make money from the things that we love. But what comes next? It kind of goes back to what Mia said earlier. Now we got to organize it. So the number one thing I'm doing after I know the things I want to do, if I'm going to make a course, I'm going to be a content creator around this thing. All right, I need to make a to-do list now of the things that I need to do in order to see that go from idea to actually in fruition. That makes sense, what I'm trying to say? So if I say, hey, I want to start making cooking content on my YouTube channel, what's the number one thing I need to do? I need to make the YouTube channel probably, right? Then I need to probably do the art, right? I need to start making lists of things I want to make, different content ideas I want to do. Maybe I find somebody to do the camera work, or maybe you start off just doing it yourself with your phone, depending on where you are, right? You're in high school, so I don't expect you to go pay nobody to do that yet. You just get you a ring light and get your phone and set up in the kitchen to do your thing, right? But that's the next thing, is we got to make a to-do list of actually how we're going to accomplish it. So for you, well, music was the main thing, right? How many different ways do you say you can make money from it based on what you just thought off the top of your head? All right,
so I got music production.
Yes.
Design, a professional musician.
Yes.
Composer.
Yes. So based off of those things, whichever one stuck, that's number one on your list out of those different avenues.
Music production.
So what's our to-do list to do that?
Do
we maybe start as an intern for somebody that's already doing music production?
I already have my experience.
Dope.
Using FL Studio, so, you know. All right, first thing I really need is a computer.
Yes.
Studio, you know, all the necessities, you know.
Yes. Your equipment.
Second thing is consistency.
Oh, that's so good. Talk about that real quick, real fast. Give me why do you say that's so important?
So, you want to be consistent on making those beats, like a lot of music. The reason you want to be consistent is because you always got to have something for somebody.
Yes.
Say you're selling a beat to like a rapper, like it could be a Christian rapper, or you can sell it to like a McDonald's ad.
Right.
And you're like, hey, we need this type of beat and I'm hiring you to sell some beats. You probably already have merch because you got to have the consistency.
Because you got a catalog.
Yeah, you have a whole catalog. You be working on that beat.
And you know what I love? Is that he said music, but he didn't say anything about, I think he did, but it was like the bottom of his list about being an artist. So many people think there's only one way to so-called skin the cat. That if just because I'm in music, I have to be the one that's the famous one on the mic making the records. Not necessarily. Him as the producer is actually going to make more money than the artist. Because this artist isn't doing shows. If he's not putting out projects, he's not making money. But it's a million artists in the world that want a beat. That are going to come get it from him. So all he's doing is his job, and he's still eating consistently. So what I'm saying is that just because you want to do something doesn't mean it's only one way to do it. Right? Let me ask you something, because most of the people in here said they want to do business, want to be business owners, or already have a business, or they want to have a business in addition to their career. Right? Why do y'all think that most businesses fail within the first couple of years? It's a very simple answer. They don't have enough what? What's another word for support? They don't have enough what? Let's be real. What makes the world go round? They don't have enough money. Because a lot of times we're so busy hustling, you're not really running a business. A lot of people aren't really running a business. They hustling. Right? You ever heard your mom say they robbing Peter to pay Paul? She was like, what in the world does that mean? Basically, they having to take money from places they really didn't got it to try to do something, to try to support a business, and they can't sustain it. So the biggest thing I want to tell y'all about that is it's okay to have a side hustle while you're trying to chase your dream. So for Mia, if she's saying that I got a couple extra bills while I'm trying to get my certification, it's okay to go get a bar at a job while you're figuring it out and have your job. It's okay to be a principal, but also say, you know what? Sometimes I want to drive Uber and make some extra money. And that's the way hustling looks in the real world. See, everybody want to glorify being an entrepreneur, but they don't talk about how sometimes you might not have enough money to support yourself. Please go ahead.
My mom, it was April 2021, she opened up a dance studio.
Yes.
That woman is never on a business online. I've never seen her, I mean, I've seen her dance, like, you know,
right.
Like regular events and stuff, but, like, I've never heard her talk about her love for dance.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, she has this aspiration to become a dance studio owner.
Yeah.
And she went big. She got a dance studio, huge dance studio.
Yeah.
And she thought all her friends and the community around her would support her.
Yeah.
But
the thing is, she started off too big, in my opinion. She didn't build a relationship. She didn't build a foundation. She just, boom, stole some money from Sam to pay another ride.
Yeah.
And the dance studio is not doing good.
Yeah.
She's had to pull money from X, Y, and Z to keep it going.
Yeah.
And she realized, like, the issue, she should have started smaller.
Yes.
Built up a community.
Yes.
Found out what the community is really not in need of, but what is everyone's like. She built a huge business based off what she likes.
Absolutely.
But
is the customer like that?
Yeah, and I was like, you know, of course you do want to make sure that you're happy, but also, like, when you want people to pay you, you kind of got to, like, cater to their needs. So, you know, she built a dance studio that wasn't, like, a competition-based dance studio. It wasn't appealing to the youth. It was more so appealing to adults. So she found out all these trials and tribulations and, found out all these things after the fact, after she opened up her business, and she was like...
And now you're already in it, though.
Now.
Yeah.
But she's already, you know, they're in so much debt, and now she's closing the studio. She's going to start off smaller, and she's going to change up the way she works her next business. So she's going to get it to the youth more. She's going to have a smaller community. She's going to... move it to a different location. She's going to...
She actually went back and made the full plan this time.
So, and I'm like, dang, like, I would have gave up. But, no, my mom, she's like, no, I love to do this. I want to do this. And it's okay to follow your dreams, but it's important to start off smart.
Everybody say reoccurring income?
Reoccurring income.
That's why a lot of businesses fail, y'all. Because they don't have that. A lot of business owners, they wake up every morning. Like I told you, this is what I do. Social media is what I do, right? A lot of people wake up every morning and they think that because they post a flyer or they post a video in their studio saying, hey, we're open, that automatically means that business is going to come. And so they're sitting by the door waiting, hoping somebody does business with them. When the money doesn't come, that bill still got to be paid. The rent of that building still has to be paid. The light bill, lights bills now, y'all, is $300-$400 now. I got a light bill right now that's $290. I said, I don't even use the lights. I don't even turn my lights on. How is it that high? Am I line 8? Like, it's real out here. And so what I mean by reoccurring income, does anybody know what that means? Can anybody tell me? Not really? Try. Go ahead. Give it a try.
Like, you don't receive that much income.
Okay. You own to something. So if you don't receive that much income, reoccurring income means that every single month, I know my business is making X amount of dollars. Right? So for instance, in your world, you might put together a package and say, listen, yo, you pay me this much a month, I'm going to make you this many beats a month. So you know that if I'm one of your artists, I'm coming to give you $500, $1,000 every single month to make me 10 beats. Don't you feel a little more comfortable as a business owner knowing that you got 10 people paying you $1,000 versus having to wake up every morning and hope that somebody comes to do business with you? Ain't that a little more peaceful?
Yeah.
That's the thing a lot of people don't do, y'all. So whatever y'all decide to do, whatever business it is, whatever venture y'all go into, ask yourself as a cook, as a photographer, as a music artist, as a music professional, as a gamer, how can I make money in my business and the thing that I love to do to where I don't have to stress myself out? Go ahead.
I make around $100.
And you still so young. How old are you?
9.
Yeah, come on, man. You young. You young, man. You doing very well to be 9.
Very funny content.
Yeah. And you just got to keep going. You know what I mean? Because your passive income going to come from, like, I know, like, on a platform like a Twitch, they can pay you as a subscriber, right? That's one way.
Yeah.
Right? Yeah, I know you said you don't really like Twitch, though. Mm-hmm. But just as an example, right? Mm-hmm. Then, like you said, you're building your YouTube. That's a passive check every week, every month.
And tournaments give you maybe 60 or
yeah.
higher.
Yeah. And eventually you might say, you know what, I'm going to start a program where I'm going to teach other kids that suck at the video game how to play it. And now they pay you to learn how to pay. Right? Mm-hmm. And they get into tournaments like you. Now they become a professional. Mm-hmm. Now you teach them how to do that. You see where I'm going with that? So the main thing is that if we don't want what we want to do to, not going to say it's not necessarily going to fail, but to give us a better chance. How can I make sure that I'm bringing in money every single month, even if I'm not promoting myself like that? But I'm going to tell you, that's why a lot of people quit, is when they got to wake up every single day and they're trying to push something on social media and they posting all this stuff, but nobody's coming. That can be discouraging, right? You might just say, forget it. Let me go back to work the regular 9-to-5 job. And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'm going to tell y'all right now, I know entrepreneurship is glorified as this cool thing, but don't let nobody make y'all feel bad if you have to go get a 9-to-5 and work on your dream. That doesn't make your dream any less real because you got to work another job, because if anything, that job is going to help you support the dream, right? Even at y'all young age, you might say, you know what? I want to be a cook or I want to be a YouTuber, but I might got a couple yards, cut a couple yards in order to make some extra money to support my dream. And that's okay. I might got to babysit a little bit so I can make some extra money. And that's okay. Don't let nobody make y'all feel bad for that. All right. So that's done. I'm done with my spiel. Does anybody have any questions about anything? Business, podcasting, life, content, anything? Go ahead. Then we got like 10 minutes.
Yeah. Someone standing like in the living room, and like they click their fingers.
And they in somewhere else. Mm-hmm. Now I'll be honest. I don't necessarily know how to do it. I pay somebody to do my editing, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. And I know you're young. You're only 9, so you might not be doing that yet. So you might either learn, or that might be one of those things where you start using some of your money and you find you somebody really cheap that can help you edit or teach you how to edit, mm-hmm. right? Because a lot of times what we try to do as a business owner, y'all, or as creatives, we try to do everything. You might not be good at everything. Like this is what I'm good at. I'm good at speaking, writing, being a businessman. But my guy is better at the camera than me. So why would I try to do both? Why would I try to go back there, set up the camera, then run back in front of the camera to do this? I can't focus on y'all. So you have to be honest with yourself sometime and say, you know what? I need to learn how to do this. I might want to save a few dollars by doing it myself, but I might not be that good at it. So I might have to pay somebody. And that's okay. Right? Now, you might not want to go pay them a whole lot of money, but I guarantee you somebody that can work with your budget that's willing to help you do what you're trying to do, whatever that is. That makes sense? All right, what was you finna ask me?
So since I am in the podcast, what advice do you have? I'm trying to get it started off. What are some of the basic things you need?
As far as equipment go?
Or is anything but equipment too?
I would say the number one thing you need is to figure out what's number one question I would ask you if you want to get into this podcasting world, content world, is what's going to make yours different? Everybody's doing it now. You right? You see everybody doing a podcast now. Now, am I saying that to discourage you? No. I'm asking you what's going to make yours stand out from the other millionaires in the world. That would be the number one thing I would figure out. So, for instance, you might want to go in there and do live cooking while you talk about whatever you want to talk about. You might bring on guests and have them try to cook with you while y'all talk. See what I'm saying? You might bring a comedy twist to it while you cook, whatever that is for you. You know what I mean? You might bring on different people that have a following and y'all talk about whatever while y'all make a cool dish and then get to eat it at the end. You see what I'm saying? You don't see many people doing that. So you got to just find your lane and taking your passions, the things we talked about today, and figure out how to infuse it in your podcast. That makes sense? So, for instance, I love business. I love youth. I love podcasts. And I love these things. That's what I talk about on my show all the time. And I think what makes mine different is the way that I present the content. That's what makes me stand out. That's why I'm able to go viral as much, because the way I present myself. So ask yourself.
Hey, what's up? This is Will Z Tidwell with Speak Up Z. And I just want to take a quick second just to thank you for tuning in to this latest episode of Speak Up Z, the podcast. And my only goal with this platform is to motivate you, inspire you, and educate you around all things life, business, and mental health, whether it's myself or me bringing on a special guest. So I just want to thank you guys for tuning in. We don't ask for any type of monetary gains or anything like that. The best thing you could do for us is just like and subscribe to the channel. Until next week, we'll see y'all later. Peace.